我们一同用中文读一次，然后我们用英语读一次。
We'll read first in Chinese and then in English.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你，每一周，主啊，我们都来一同纪念你。
Lord, we thank you because every week is the opportunity for us to remember you.
也每一天，每一周我们一同来领受你的话语。
And week after week, we receive your word.
主啊，开我们的眼睛，看见你是天国的主。
May you open our eyes so that we might see that you are the king within the kingdom of heaven.
今天，你要来做王。
Today you're coming to be our king.
今天你也要得着你的儿女们，也得着你的子民，成为你国度的彰显。
And today you want to have your children, your people to become people within your kingdom.
你如何有权柄，你也把这个权柄赐给我们。
You had received all authority and now you are delegating it to all your children.
让教会不辜负你的期望。
May the church will not fail you.
能够把你的福音广传出去。
That the gospel might be spread.
祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own word.
奉你自己可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
最近我不知道你们看新闻报道的时候，你会发觉常常有一个画面或者说新闻这个是我们看起来呢是觉得很不舒服的。
Recently, brothers and sisters, you have probably watched the news on TV and see some images that cause discomfort.
也是今天这个世界一个很大的问题。
And it's a picture of the great issues that we have in this age.
你们都看见在最近在中东，在那个阿拉伯国家，因为这个战争的关系。
So, in the Middle East, because of the wars going on there.
还有这个非洲北边也是很多战争。你会发觉很多难民冒着生命的危险呢。一条条船呢，就往那个这个欧洲里面去。
And it's spread also to North Africa, and we could see images of all the refugees. They are leaving the region to go to Europe.
你看这些人愿意冒着生命的危险。
And you will find that these are people who are risking their lives.
逃离他们原本的国家。
To leave their home country.
他们要找一个安全的、稳定的、有好的治理的国度里面去。
To find a place where there is peace, security, and good government.
还有呢，在东南亚呢，你会看见有很多缅甸最近有一个民族被迫害，他们也是一条条船呢。到曼谷，到这个其他的国家去，其他国家也不收容他们，就漂流在海上面。
And same issues we find in Southeast Asia, one of the tribal people, who are Burmese, they are persecuted and they are leaving in boats, but no country is willing to receive them, and so they are stuck in the sea.
所以你们看见，有时候你看见那个这个镜头看见他们那种的失落， 那种的痛苦，那种的诬告，你看见他们船上面没有一个国家愿意收容他们。
So when you see all these images, you will see how lost they are and how helpless they are.
这个就好像这里我们今天读这一段第九章这里，主说他看见这许多人，我们中文把它翻作困苦流离。
And we see a similar picture here. When the Lord saw the crowd, he saw people who were harassed and helpless.
这个 NIV 翻得不错， harassed and helpless.
Harassed and helpless.
迫害也没办法。
So these are people who are helpless despite persecution.
这个是现在这个世界的光景，现在这个难民啊是整个世界一个很大的问题。
So refugee problem even now is a big issue in our world.
我们看见这些难民呢，我们很同情他们。
And our compassion goes to all these people.
其实从神的眼光来看，从神的角度来看，
But from God's perspective,
我们所有这些没有信的人，我们都像困苦流离的人一样。
Have you ever think about this? When God sees us, we are the same people who were harassed and helpless.
自从亚当从伊甸园被赶离之后，
Beginning from Adam being kicked out from the Garden of Eden,
人类就变成困苦流离的人。
Humankind had become harassed and helpless.
因为我们人最终的归属乃是神的自己。
Because our ultimate home is God Himself.
现在我们都成了羊，没有牧人一般。
But now we became sheep without a shepherd. Verse
当然，圣经我们上一次也讲到，圣经也说到，我们如果不是在神的国度里面，我们也是受辖制在撒旦黑暗的权势的里面。
And as we have read last time, that when we left this kingdom, we ended up in the kingdom of Satan.
我们都是困苦流离，就是说我们的人生没有方向，我们人生不知道往哪里去，我们也不知道我们从哪里来。
So we become harassed and helpless. We do not have any direction. We don't know where we come from, and we don't know where we'll be going to.
无论我们在什么的国度里面，我们都没有安全感。
It doesn't matter which kingdom we go to. We find no peace and sense of security.
那这里呢也说到，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Like sheep without a shepherd.
圣经里面称我们人呢是羊，是神的羊。
Now, that's a very common imagery within the Bible to describe people as sheep.
特别我们是他的子民，我们都是他草场上的羊。
So, we are sheep in God's pastures.
羊最重要是有一个好的牧人。
Now, for sheep, the most important thing in their life is to have a good shepherd.
好，你要知道我们人都常常盼望有牧人的。
Now, we humankind, we long for a good shepherd.
所以为什么我们要竞选呢？我们要选，我们老实说，我们每四年选一个总理，每四年选一个总统，其实都是你想找一个好牧人。
And that's the reason for holding elections every 4 years, because we're looking for a good shepherd, a good prime minister, a good president.
但是很多时候没有好牧人，很难找啊。
But
开头很好，但结果都叫你失望的。
Good shepherds are very difficult to find. Some might seem promising, but they usually don't end well.
八年前，美国人对奥巴马很有盼望，现在他们都说 hopeless.
Eight years ago, the Americans see Obama as their hope, and now it's a symbol of hopelessness.
所以你看，那是真正的牧人呢。
So where is the true shepherd?
只有神，只有主是我们真正的牧人。
Well, only the Lord is our shepherd.
所以在这里呢，主说，当他看见这许多的人。
And so, verse 36, when the Lord saw the crowds,
他就怜悯他。
And he had compassion on them.
为什么有怜悯呢？为什么怜悯他们？因为他们困苦流离，没有牧人。
And the reason for this compassion is because they were harassed and helpless without a shepherd.
感谢神，今天我们信了的，我们都信主了，我们都在国的里面，我们都可以说我们有一位好牧人，我们也在这个稳定的、安全的、光明的国度的里面。
Thank God, we are now believers today. We are in peace and security within His kingdom.
但是呢，主耶稣在这里呢，当他看见这个光景的时候，他就有一个盼望。他说，不仅你们门徒得着这个恩典，其实这个国度不仅仅是为着你们，这个国度还要扩展。
But here you will find that when Jesus saw the situation, not only did he have compassion, but he's saying, well, it's not just about you, you are to go out for the rest of the people.
这个国度的福音要开展出去，让更多的人找到真正的牧人，让更多的人进到神的国度里面。
The good news of the Gospel needs to be spread so that more might enter into this kingdom.
我们很多时候有一个错觉啊。
Very often we have a misconception.
因为我觉得我们很多时候我们基督徒啊，身在福中不自福啊。
Very often we as Christians, even though we are bestowed with blessing, we did not recognize it.
我们不知道其实我们是何等的幸福，我们今天能够信主，我们能够在牧人，我们这位神的带领之下，我们能够在一个永恒的国度里面有份。
Very often we do not understand how blessed we are that we are under a good shepherd, that we are living in his kingdom.
圣经说我们现在所得着的国是个不能震动的国。
The Bible says this kingdom that we have is unshakable.
你要知道，我们其实我们人里面常常都盼望仰望一个好的国度。
You see, in all humankind, there is such a longing for a wonderful kingdom.
所以虽然在国内赚钱很多啊，但很多人都跑美国、加拿大、英国。
So, some people in their home countries might be making lots and lots of money, but they have this longing to go to the United Kingdom or the United States.
因为他们盼望有一个稳定的国度。
Because beyond money, they want a place that is stable.
所以你们看，有谁把孩子送去莫斯科读书？
So,
有没有哪一个高官的孩子送到？
So, would you prefer sending them, your children, to Moscow?
送他移民去 Moscow, 有没有人去啊？
Yeah,
没有人去。
Move to Moscow, probably not as much.
因为你们知道那个国度不稳定的。
Because our understanding of that nation, that realm, is not as stable.
但其实美国这个国度，加拿大这个国度，其实也是不稳定的。
But I can tell you,Even United States or Canada, they are all shakable.
但是我们基督徒，我们有那个永恒的国度。
But let me say, all Christians, we have an eternal kingdom.
所以主在这里就吩咐门徒说，又收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And that's why Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
现在有很多人的心已经预备好了，他们要接受这个国度。
The hearts of many people are ready to receive this kingdom.
但是做工的人，出去受庄稼的人不够。
But the workers to go and harvest are insufficient.
所以主说，你们当求庄稼的主。
And so the Lord said, ask the Lord of the harvest.
那这里呢，好像呢，主不是立刻叫他们去做，就说你要求庄稼的主。
Now pay attention, Jesus did not say, go and do this. He said, ask the Lord.
换句话说， 我们不是自动请缨来，主啊，我帮你做。主说不行不行，你不能自动来做的。OK， 你要先求。
In other words, in order to participate in this mission, it's not on a voluntary basis, but you have to first ask the Lord.
还有你要看见是谁是主，是江家的主，是神的自己。
And you have to recognize who is the true Lord of the harvest. It's God Himself. It's not yours.
所以在这里，我们也应该学，我们侍奉主的人要学，就是说，谁是江家的主，不是你哦。
And so, especially those who serve God, we need to understand the harvest is not mine, but it's the Lord.
虽然这里有一个很大的需要。
So, yes, there is great need,
但是不是你自己去应付。
But it's not something you go on your own resources.
乃是求江家的主。
But it must be asked for in prayer.
我们所有的侍奉的起头都应该是主。
The beginning of all kinds of services within the church life begins with prayer, with the Lord.
今天有很多时候啊，很多团体，很多传福音的团体啊，把那个传福音当作一个 project 来做。
Now, many Christian groups today conceive of evangelism as a project.
啊，我们呢筹款，我们运动，我们呢召集人啊，做很多的办法。
So we'll raise funds, we'll promote some movement, and then we go and do this project.
啊，主这里呢，他不是这样。
But that's not the Lord's way.
他说求江家的。
He said, ask the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在教会里面服侍的时候，我们看见教会有任何的需要的时候，不是你先要做什么，你要先到江家的主面前。
And so, brothers and sisters, yes, you will find so much need within the church life, but the first thing is not to go and do it, but first to go to the Lord in prayer.
然后有了这一段呢，然后才有第十章的开始。
And predicate upon this only then do we enter into chapter 10.
耶稣救了十个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶出污鬼，并医治各样的病症。
So Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
所以你可以说，当我们这样求的时候，这位江家的主他就会打发人出去。
And so when you ask, the Lord sends.
好，我们看后面，我们经节指的中间，我们从第二节开始看。
And then
这里呢
turn over to verse 2.
讲完这一段，主就立刻说，这十二个使徒，前面他说门徒，到了这一节他说使徒。
Now, verse 1 says 12 disciples, and then in verse 2, it says 12 apostles.
那个使徒这个字呢，在福音书出现的次数不多，最多出现的次数是在使徒行传，还有这个书信。
So, the word apostles, did not appear too many times within the gospel. It appeared mostly in the book of Acts and the epistles.
这个字呢，在马太福音只是出现在这一次。
And within the Gospel of Matthew, this is the only appearance here.
啊，那这个意思，这个字的意思是什么呢？
What does this word mean by apostle?
原来这个字呢，就是第五节，第五节，这里有一个动词叫耶稣差这十二个人，这个差呢是个动词。Apostello,
yeah.
So, now, mm-hmm. 那个 apostle 呢 ？Apostolos, 一个是动词， mm-hmm. 一个是名词啊。
So this word is intimately connected to verse 5. There's a verb there. Jesus sent out apostello, and the 12 apostles is apostolos.
这一个是动词，一个是名词。
One is a noun and the other verb.
那这个意思是什么？其实使徒，现在我们很多时候把使徒变成一个喊，哇，使徒啊，好厉害这个名字。其实使徒这个字很简单， 奉差遣的人，被差遣的人。
Now, very often today when we speak of apostles, we think of status, some kind of special people, but the word itself merely means persons who are sent.
我是个被差的人。
So, these are messengers.
这个字很特别的。
It's a unique word.
你可以说奉差，这不是你主动哦，你是被动的，你是给人差的。
So you're a messenger, you did not take the initiative.
还有你是奉差遣呢，你不是说你自己的东西，你是奉差遣做那个差你去的人要你做的。
Further, you are being sent as a messenger to do whatever the sender wants you to do.
这个名词很重要的哈。
So it's a very important term.
我是被差的。
So, I am sent.
好，比如说梁国科是差我去为他做一件事。
Let's say Alvin Leung is a sender. He's sending me out to do something.
我是个被差的人。
So, I am a person who was sent.
他差我做什么呢？
What did he send me to do?
他差我把这本书。
He sent me to carry this book.
交给 David.
To hand it over to David.
那我的任务很简单。
My mission is simple.
叫他所吩咐我的。
According to his instruction.
就是了。
I do it.
是不是？
And that's it.
但是如果我说，哎呀，可能 David 很喜欢诗歌。
But if I were to say, oh, maybe David loved the hymn book and a Bible.
然后
And so I gave him all of these books.
我奉差把这三个东西交给你。
And I say, I'm being sent to give you all this.
对不对啊?
Is that right?
不对哦。
No.
你不是遵行那差你者的意思，你是再加上你自己的意思。
Because in this case, you're not just doing the will of the sender, but you have added your own will to it.
所以这里这个字很重要。为什么他们是 being sent, 他们被差遣呢?
So, this is a very important term. Why are they being sent?
就是说他们所做的一切都是要遵照差他来的那个人的意思。
It means whatever they do, it has to be the will of the sender.
他们不能加，他们也不能减。
They must not add, nor should they subtract.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一个是给我们一个很你认识这个字很清楚，是给我们看见，在我们在侍奉神的里面。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is telling us that in our serving God,
你不要越分哦。
We must not go beyond our boundaries.
很多时候我们不是被差啊。
You see, very often we're not being sent.
我们自己差自己哦。
We're sending ourselves.
神没有叫你做。
God did not ask you to do this.
你叫做。
But you did it nonetheless.
所以为什么我们上一次不是有一段说过，将来有人会跟主说，我奉你的名赶鬼，我奉你的名行异能，我奉你的名什么能够DB, 但是主说我从来不认识你们。
And that's why we have that passage within the Matthew chapter 7. There are people who said, did I not perform miracles in your name, heal in your name, and cast out demons in your name? But the Lord said, I don't know you.
为什么？因为你自己猜自己。
Why? Because you're sending yourself. You're not sent.
你不是奉差遣。
So you are not a sent person.
所以弟兄姊妹小心啊。
So brothers and sisters, we also need to be careful.
你自己猜自己将来不被承认的。
So if you're sending yourself, then you might not be acknowledged in the future.
你要奉差遣。
So whatever you do it as being sent.
所以但是弟兄姊妹你千万不要拿这个做借口啊。哎我不侍奉，因为我没有奉差遣。
On the other hand, do not use this as an excuse. Oh, I'm not sent. That's why I'm not going to serve. I'm not going to help out.
这个话呢是对那些太主动的人说的 ，OK？ 但是我们有很多人呢都太被动了。Okay?
So, I have words for people who are taking too much of
an initiative, but then there are also other people who are just simply too lazy to take the initiative.
好，所以这十二个门徒是主所拣选，这十二个使徒是主所拣选，也是主所差出去的。
So we have the 12 disciples who are now being sent out as apostles and sent by the Lord.
你会发觉在圣经把这十二个人的名字都写在上面。
And the scripture put down all of their names.
还有呢，这十二个人是两个一对，两个一对的。
And you will find these names comes in pairs.
好，两个一组，两个一组。
So, in each group there's two.
还有呢，啊，我们看一看这个十二这个字，十二这个数目也是很有意思的。
And the number 12 also has much significance.
当然，十二这个属灵的意义，十二是完全的数目，在勇士里面，完全的数目是十二。
So, it's a number of perfection of completion, number 12 in Jewish thought.
那这里呢，旧约十二个支派。
But more importantly, in the Old Testament, there are 12 tribes within the nation of Israel.
在新约这里十二个使徒。
And then when we come to the New Testament, there are 12 apostles.
你可以说这里含有一个意思。
So,
这一个十二个使徒呢，他们成为新的以色列，新的以色列国了。
So, these 12 apostles, they represent the New Israel.
是神新约的子民。
So, they are the New Testament people.Of God.
然后呢，为什么神差他们出去是两个两个呢？
And why did God send them out in twos?
因为两，那个二是见证的数目。
Because two is a number of witnessing, of testimony.
在旧约呢，做见证不能一个人，你要两个人。
So in the Old Testament, when you want to witness against a person, we need to have two witnesses.
这里也含有一个意思，神不要我们单独。当我们出去侍奉的时候，神喜欢我们是两个两个的。
And further, God does not want lone rangers. He wants us to go in community, two by two.
使徒这个保罗写书信，常常你看见保罗和希拉，保罗和提莫泰啊，他都是啊，保罗本身很本事的，但是他通常都要。再带一个弟兄在旁边。
And so that's why when you read the letters written by Paul, yes, Paul is an extremely capable person, but very often it's Paul and Silas or Paul and Timothy. He always has some brother along with him.
所以这里呢，神也给我们一个看见，在教会里面服事的一个原则。我们不是单独，我们是在配搭的里面，两个两个的出去。
And so God is showing us a very simple principle is that when we serve, we do not serve alone, but we serve in twos, we serve in a community.
你会看见在使徒行传有一段说到保罗有一次在一个地方只有他一个人，他本来他说有个福音的门已经为他打开了，但是他灵里不安，因为他没有遇见弟兄。
And there is one portion within the book of Acts where Paul, because ofsome reason he's alone in a town, and he said the door of the gospel is open, but he was a little hesitant. He was in discomfort because he said he did not see the brothers.
结果他没福音的门是开了，他没有传福音，他跑到另外一个地方去。
So what happened? Even though the door of the gospel is open, he left that city to another city to meet with the brothers.
因为他知道他需要弟兄。
So, ingrained in Paul is this acknowledgement that he needs other brothers.
我们服侍主啊，不是英雄主义啊，哇，我可以做，不是，我们需要配搭，需要另外一个弟兄。
So there's no place for heroism within the church. Everything ought to be done in coordination.
同时他把这十二个人摆在一起呢，也给我们看见十二个人呢都来自不同的背景的。
And when Jesus put together these 12, we see that they are people with very different backgrounds.
不同的性格。
They have different character.
你可以说这十二个人就是一个教会的小蚁。
You could say these 12 is a miniature church.
啊，比如说我们看见有彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈，他们是两兄弟哈。
So Peter and his brother Andrew，
雅各和约翰。
James and John，
腓力和巴多罗买。巴多罗买，有人说这个巴多罗买呢，就是约翰福音第一章所说那个拿但业。
Now Philip and Bartholomew, some say it's the same person in the Gospel of John by the name of Nathanael.
Yeah, 有人说是他 ，OK。那你会发觉呢，腓力呢是个，你可以说腓力是个思想家，他头脑很这个头脑很大的，他是有人说他是怀疑的多嘛，他是最多问题的。
And Thomas, he's a thinker, he's doubting Thomas.
彼得是最冲动的。
And then Simon Peter, he's a person of impulse.
约翰是非常脾气很大的。
Now John is known for his hot temper.
还有税吏马太。
And then we have the tax collector Matthew.
你可以说他是今天的 accountant, 他是很精明的对数字。
He's the accountant, he's the bean counters today.
最后呢，立主的人呢也是很特别，奋锐党的西门。
And then an interesting name, Simon the Zealot.
那如果用今天的话语呢，他应该是属于 NDP 的人。
So, he's the NDP, NDP.
奋锐党，他是对政权最不满的。他
so, extremely.
你说很左，很左倾的。
Dissatisfied with the existing government.
加勒人柔带呢？是右派的、
Judas Iscariot, you can say he's right wing.
如果用今天的话，他是共和党的人。
Probably a Republican today.
他是跟 Wall Street 很靠近的。他是跟 Wall Street 很有关系。
He has a close connection with Wall Street, with Bay Street.
所以你看见，这里是 Bay Street 啊，这个美国是 Wall Street， 这里是 Bay Street。无论如何，你看见。这个组合，这十二个人的组合是各阶层、各种背景的人都有。
Nonetheless, we see here an assembly of 12 persons who are totally different in their backgrounds and their personalities.
但是他们现在十二个人都归于一个王、一个牧人之下。
Now, these people, they are grouped together under one king, one shepherd.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你读的时候没有发觉？当然，因为马太福音是后来写的，就是说，当主耶稣已经升天之后写的这本书，所以这里呢，他特别加了一句：这个门徒中间有一个加勒人犹大，他将来是卖耶稣的。他你会发觉他很奇怪，他为什么他要加一句在里面
？And then further towards the very end, Matthew commented, Judas Iscariot, that's the one who betrayed Jesus.
我自己觉得哈，这个不是解经家说的。
Now, why is this added here? This is my understanding, not from any Bible commentators.
我觉得主是给我们认识。
But I think the Lord is telling us.
主在呼召的时候，什么人都呼召。
So when the Lord calls, He calls everyone.
他给什么人都有机会。
Everyone would have an opportunity to participate.
虽然加勒人犹大。结果是不好，但是无论如何，神那个时候还是要呼召他。
So we, even though we know Judas Iscariot, he did not end well, but Jesus nonetheless opened the door, the opportunity for him.
你可以说这个是显明神的爱，神的怜悯。
This shows us God's compassion and God's love.
另外一面也是给我们看见。
Further, it also shows us
教会在过程的里面
that the church.Is in progress.
因为有的时候我们基督徒很容易对教会有妄想，教会是天在地上开始，所有弟兄姊妹都是圣人，都是天使。
So, because sometimes we or other people, we romanticize the idea of the church. We think, well, the church ought to be heaven on earth. And so it should be wonderful.
但是其实教会在地上的过程里面我们的确在主里面我们都是圣洁的，但是同时间我们还是罪人，100%是圣洁的，也是100%是罪人。
But we ought to recognize that while the church is still on earth, it is a work in progress. We are all 100% saints, but we're also 100% sinners.
所以教会里面 有犹大一点不出奇，不要稀奇。哎，怎么会有犹大？我们个个都是彼得，怎么会有犹大？哎，不要出奇，有人会做犹大。
And so do not be surprised when you find a Judas within the church life. Don't think everybody would be Peter.
所以感谢主，这里主给我们一个很正确的认识，给我们看见神的恩典， so, 神的广大，也同时给我们看见啊。就是我们被选上了，在神的国里面，你怎么走还是由你自己来决定。
God gives us a wonderful picture here of His grace and how big His heart is for His people. And it also shows us that even though we're chosen, how we run this race is important.
下面当主差他们去的时候
，And then when Jesus sent them out with instructions，
就给他们以下的吩咐。吩咐他们说
So he gave the following instructions, verse 5.
那因为这个时候呢，是新旧约一个过渡的时期。
Now, first of all, recognize that at Jesus' time, it was a time of overlapping ages. It's in between the Old Testament and the New Testament, Old Covenant and the New Covenant.
那下面这一段并不是说福音不要传给外邦人，不是这个意思。
So even though Jesus said, do not go among the Gentiles, it does not mean gospel should never go to these people.
因为前一章我们看见已经有一个外邦人的百夫长的仆人得着医治，所以证明国度是要传给外邦人的。
We already saw from chapter 8 this centurion who was a Gentile who is open to the Lord. So gospel is eventually going to reach the Gentiles.
不过按照预言呢，福音要先传给以色列人，然后从以色列人再传到外邦人。
But according to God's plan, according to Old Testament prophecies, the gospel needs to reach the Jews first and then the Gentiles.
所以主先说外邦人的路你们不要走，所以说引到外邦的那条路你们先不要去，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，你们要先去以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
So this is exactly what Jesus was saying here. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel.
那这里呢因为现在这十二个门徒都是犹太人来的。
And we know these 12 apostles are all Jews.
所以主说你们先到以色列家去。
So the Lord is saying, well, now is the mission to Israel.
那这一句呢是跟下面二十三节是相对的。
And it's connected to verse 23.
因为当主说你们要到以色列家哪里去，然后到末了二十三节就说以色列的城邑你们还没有走遍，人子就到了。
Because in verse 23, in the latter half, Jesus said, You will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes.
啊，这一节呢，很特别吧。
This is a very unique verse.
从第六节到二十三节，这末了横跨的时间啊，好长的。
So, what this means is that the portion from verse 6 all the way through to verse 23 lasts a long time.
可能超过两千年。
More than 2,000 years.
为什么呢？因为头一段，当神叫他们把福音传给以色列人的时候。
So, first of all, Jesus sent them to the Israel, the mission to Israel.
他们不接受。
But the Israelites did not receive the gospel, rejected it.
所以保罗就把这个福音就转到外邦人那里去。
And so later on we see the apostle Paul, he started preaching to the Gentiles.
所以呢，现在呢，你可以说犹太人呢，他们是大部分都拒绝福音的。
And that's why today we still see the same situation where most Jews, they rejected the gospel.
等到什么时候啊？
But when do we have to wait until?
主再来的时候。
Well, it have to wait until the Son of Man comes, when Jesus comes again.
大灾难的时候。
So that's during the Great Tribulation in the future.
福音 又再传到
以色列地那个地方去了。
So the gospel will reach the Israelites.
啊，那个时候他们接受了。
And by that time they finally accepted it.
所以这里的末了就说，你们还没有走遍，就是说到大灾难那段时候，你们还没有走遍以色列的城邑的时候呢，主耶稣就从天降。
So you will not finish going through the towns of Israel. That means your mission will last until the coming of the Son of Man.
这里主是给我们看见。
So Jesus is showing us
这个福音要传遍天下。
That the gospel needs to be spread to the ends of the world.
末期才来到。
And only then will the end time come.
所以今天我们要有一个负担去跟别人分享。天国近了。
And that's why today we need to have this burden to preach to others, to proclaim the message that the kingdom of heaven has come near.
所以这个天国近了就是他们被差遣传扬信息的内容。
So the core message of their proclamation is precisely this, the kingdom of heaven has come near.
那这一个国度近了，这个你觉得哇太短了？天国近了，
now,
这个是什
么意思？ This phrase is so short.
那因为我们没有他们那个背景，所以我们听起这一句话，哦，天国近了，那算了什么？有什么好
？But that's because we do not have their background. What does that mean?
但是如果你有当时犹太人的背景，你会明白的。
If you were a Jew at that time, then you would have understood.
其实他的意思是说，人统治的时代，罗马帝国统治的时代快要结束了，现在神掌权的时代要到了。
It's merely saying the authorities, the Roman authorities, their rule shall end and God is coming as king.
如果用今天来讲呢，我看用今天来讲呢，就是说，当这个新的国度来的时候，有新的制度，有新的法律，律法来到。你们要改啊，你们要悔改啊。
And to translate that into 21st century, it's saying you need to repent, you need to change your way of thinking because there will be a new kingdom with a new system, with new laws.
或者说我用这个比喻，你们会明白一点，就好像我们1997年之前住在香港的时候。
Or I could give this illustration before 1997.
当然这个不是正面的哈，我用一个反面来跟你们说。
1997 coming in Hong Kong.
我们住惯香港，在英国统治之下，是英国统治之下的制度。
So, pre-1997, everything's under the British colonial rule. The laws are British.
啊，突然之间1997年。这个邓小平说了一句话，1997年7月1号，中国重新行使他的主权在香港。
And, but 1997 in July, the first, that's the time when China took over the sovereignty of Hong Kong.
行使主权的时候到了，你们香港人要悔改。
So, the message being proclaimed is that Hong Kong people repent,For the new kingdom is near.
他们现在不接受政改，因为他们不悔改。
Now they're refusing the electoral reform because they are unrepentant.
其实一国两制是行不通的，你们千万不要一国两制，天国跟魔鬼的国度跟一国两制，没可能的。
Now one country, two system is impossible. You cannot be in Satan's nation and also be in God's kingdom.
所以今天你可以说我们这个现在这个表面上是有很多国，其实所有的国都在撒旦的掌权之下，是撒旦的国度。
So today you see many nations, you see many countries, but in reality they are one system, they are part of Satan's power, Satan's nation.
所以我们都习惯活在这个圣经里面说，随从我们肉身的情欲，空中执政掌权者的手里，活在这个生活里面。但突然之间说，天国近了，神行使他在地上的主权的时候，
到了，你们要悔改。
And so right at the moment when we're all used to all the principles within the kingdom of Satan, now God is coming and say, well, repent because it's time for me to take over sovereignty.
弟兄姊妹啊，
So brothers and sisters,
那个上海人我们可以移民啊，但是天国进来，你没得移民了，移民去火湖就可以。
So Hong Kong people, they can escape by immigrating somewhere else. But with respect to the kingdom of heaven, when it's come, there's no way to escape. You can immigrate to the lake of fire.
所以当主耶稣说天国进来，他的意思是说神掌权的时候到了，你们要改啊，你们要悔改，你们要转变。
So when the scripture says the kingdom of heaven has come near, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, now is the time for you to repent, for you to change your way of thinking.
所以这个天国近了这句话不简单的，千万不要以为哦天国近了，因为很多时候现在我们基督徒都读错了，天国近了呢，我们不是听见天国近了，我们是听了上天堂，我们听来都是这样，你们要悔改，因为你要上天堂，所以我们都听错的。
And that's why it's such a short phrase, but it's laden with meaning. Now, modern people, we often hear it wrong. We hear repent and go to heaven.
那所以说，天国近了，你们现在整个的生命、整个的生活都要改变，你才能够服在神主权之下，才配进到这个国里面。
But Jesus is saying there's a new realm coming with a new kingdom and you need to change and have a new attitude and new lifestyle.
那这里上面呢有四点都是说到天国近了的时候，或者说天国临到的时候有在人身上产生的后果。
And then in verse 8 we see four consequences that comes along with the coming of the kingdom.
叫人得医治。
The sick being healed.
因为在圣经里面所有人的病都是跟罪有关系。
Now in scripture, most sicknesses are connected to sin.
所以说你的病要得着医治。
So it's saying your illness need to be healed.
叫死人复活。
The dead needs to be raised.
我上次跟你们说过，如果你没有信主，在神面前你是个活死人。
As I have mentioned before, if you do not have this new life in God, in the eyes of God, you're a living dead.
你向神是死的。
So to God, you are dead.
但是这个国度来呢，要叫你死里复活，叫你的灵得着重生。
So when the kingdom has come, then regeneration happens. You are born again with a new life.
长大麻风的洁净。
Those who have leprosy shall be cleansed.
麻风在圣经里面是预表罪，就是说你的罪得着赦免。
Again, leprosy is a symbol of sin within the scripture.
鬼要被赶出去。
There is forgiveness of sin, and then demons be cast out.
鬼在你身上再没有势力。
Meaning the power of darkness no longer has any authority over you.
这个就是天国的内容了。
That's the content of the kingdom.
当这个天国进到这一个地的时候，
So when the kingdom entered to this earth,
叫人的病得医治，
Then sickness will be healed,
叫我们的灵活过来，
The spirits shall be enlivened,
叫我们罪得赦免，
Our sins would be forgiven,
叫我们身上黑暗的权势再没有地位，
And the power of darkness shall no longer put us under its bondage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
这个就是福音啊。
This is the gospel.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们在 Alpha Course 的时候，你们传就是这个福音啊。
So dear brothers and sisters, when you are engaging in the Alpha Course, that's the good news you are telling, proclaiming.
然后下面他说，白白得来，也要白白的送出去。
So freely you have received, freely give.
我们传福音是我们如何的白白得着恩典，我们也是如何白白的送出去。
So what is evangelism? It means we give out, we give away whatever we have freely received.
下面呢，从第九节到十五节。
Now verses 9 to 15.
首先他说到，当我们出去的时候。
it speaks of when the apostles go out.
我们要不要有残累，不要有任何的残累。
Do not let anything become your burden.
在哥林多前书保罗说过，人在提摩太前书他说，人在军中当兵，不将事物缠身，就是这个意思。
And that's exactly what Paul means in the book. He's written to Timothy saying, whoever is in the military, you do not allow other things to burden you.
所以越简单越好，所以就是说不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，不要带鞋拐杖啊，就说你凭着信心而生活。
And so Jesus is saying, do not get any gold or silver or copper and take with you inbelts and no staff, no sandals, travel light.
那工人的饮食是应当的，就是说这个靠福音养生，你传福音，神为供养你，那个听福音的人也为供应你。
For the worker is worth his keep, Jesus is saying, whoever who does God's work, he will be taken care of by the Lord, and those who have received the benefit of the gospel will also help you.
好，我们留意十四节，我们看看十四节。他说
，And then we skip to verse 14。
如果你有人接待你们啊，他们配的平安，平安就临到那个家。然后下面说，凡不接待你们、不听你们话的人，你们离开那家或是那城的时候，就把脚上的尘土蹲下去。我实在告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛和蛾摩拉所受的比那城还容易受呢。
So beginning from verse 12, as you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off the feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
你发觉他们去传福音是带着权柄的。
So when they go and proclaim the gospel, they proclaim it with authority.
他们不是去求人信啊。
They are not there begging people to believe.
你要知道，今天我们有的时候呢，真是传福音的时候，啊，国科信啦。
So sometimes when we preach the gospel today, we're like begging, oh, come believe in Jesus. I'm urging you. I'll treat you for dinner. We'll go for tea and you go for God.
我们很多啊，用很多的办法去睡人，说服人。
We use all of our persuasive power.
但是你发觉这里主吩咐我们出去，他不是求啊，你就是把给你的信息讲出去。
But Jesus is saying, when you go, you have a message to proclaim, so just do so.
如果他该得平安，他就得着平安。
If this is a person that hope this, who is deserving, then peace.
如果他不接受
，rest on it. If not,
你不需要逼他接受啊。
You can't force them.
甚至你要把你的蹲下去，哎，你不接受，哎，跺下去，跺下去就是说，哎，就接近，我跟你无分，我跟你无分。
Shake the dust off your feet, meaning, well, I have no relation.
我下去，我跟你无分
啊。I have no relation with you.
蔡飞敢不敢这样传福音？
Do you dare do so, Brian?
不接受。你不接受 ，OK， 没问题。
You don't want to
accept
all that's fine.
你要知道哦，将来索多玛、蛾摩拉所受的审判比你还有。
Would you go and tell that person? Well, you have to be careful. Think about Sodom and Gomorrah.
当然，我不是说你要讲这些话。
No, I'm not saying to say these harsh words.
因为我们今天对我们自己的福音没有这个信心，所以我们没有这个权的。
But rather, I'm saying very often when we try to share the gospel, we did not have the faith in its authority.
所以我们要去求人信。
And that's why we try our own persuasive power to beg other people.
但是如果我们这是对我们所传的有信心的话，
But when we did so with faith,
我们就有一个权柄。
Then there comes the authority.
你要接受啊。
Receive it.
不接受后果很严重的。
Because the consequence is grave.
所以你会看见不接受的结局，这里呢也是把将来的审判摆在我们的面前。
And and so here it's also showing us the judgment from the future.
所以今天我们传福音的时候，
Today when we share the gospel,
我们要把不信的结果告诉人。
We also need to tell others the consequence for non-belief.
你要看见，你最近我很少听见人传福音会跟人说地狱的，因为现在我们很想，我说不要讲这个了，你瞎人信嘛，不要讲这一个。
Now,
但是
nowadays, we rarely hear people talk about hell in evangelism. But they think, well, people would not accept, and that's too harsh.
在一个应该上个世纪哈，应该是两位同学，美国当初有一个很出名的清教徒的基督徒叫 Jonathan Edwards.
Now, several centuries before.There was an American preacher, he's a Puritan by the name of Jonathan Edwards.
他是很出名，他讲过一篇道。
He had a sermon.
是罪人在神可怕的手里面。
Sinners in the angry hand of God.
听闻啊，我不是，他听闻他当年讲这篇道的时候，因为这个是福星的时候，圣灵大运行，他说那些人听见这篇道啊，听到一个地步抓住礼拜堂的柱子说救命啊，我不想下地狱啊，救啊。
And we know at that time there was a great revival in Massachusetts, in the United States, and when he preached this message, the people were embracing the pillar of the building and say, help me, save me.
他们里面真是有一个看见
Because
来世
Their eyes were opened to the age to come. That they saw that power, that glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求主恢复我们，我们传福音的时候啊。
So brothers and sisters, may we recover this.
能够把来世的全能带到今天。
That when we preach with power and authority from the age to come.
你不接受有结果的。
There will be consequences.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，我们现在太小传这种福音了。
Nowadays, we water down the gospel too much.
现在我们传的福音，你好虚空哦。
So we often say, oh, you are so empty in your life, and Jesus is coming here to fill your life.
这个不对，这个不好。
I'm not saying that's wrong.
圣经里面有很多面是说，今天你要接受福音，因为神的国要来到了。
But there are many facets to the gospel, and one very important one is that you need to repent because the kingdom is coming.
不是一件小事啊。
So it's no small matter.
当然，我不是叫你们学爱大华，你讲没用的，人家会笑你，不但不怕，你讲什么？有地狱这回事吗？我才不信。
Now I'm not saying you go and imitate those words by Jonathan Edwards. It won't work because your words do not carry the same power.
你必须自己是一个服在神国度权柄里面。
It's only when you are a person who is submitting yourself under the authority of the gospel.
你也真的认识不活在神国里面的后果。
And when you have a true appreciation of the consequence of not being in the kingdom.
然后下面呢，主就教导我们，当我们去传福音的时候，我们的态度。
And then the following portion speaks of our attitude when we are preaching the gospel.
主讲得很清楚。
The Lord was very clear.
我们都是羊。
He said we were sheep.
不信的人是狼。
Now, the non-believers, they are wolves.
这个世界不是好地方啊。
So, this world is not a wonderful world.
千万不要以为都是狼，有时候是很有礼貌的狼，有时候是很凶暴的狼。
So, there will be wolves, they're violent wolves, gentle wolves, they're all wolves.
有时候是非常英俊的狼。
Some are handsome wolves.
有时候是很丑怪的狼，无论如何都是狼。
Also ugly ones, but nonetheless, by nature, they're wolves.
那我们是羊哦。
Now, we became sheep.
这句话是非常好的。But, 中文翻得不错。灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子。
But Jesus is saying, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves.
或者说 as meek as doves 也可以啊，就是好像鸽子那种温柔的 的态度。
So, not just innocence, but also meekness.
其实蛇跟鸽子很难摆在一起的哦。
Now, it's very difficult for you to put snakes and doves side by side.
你要知道我们通常呢为通常人是很难又灵巧又纯良的。
And it's also very difficult for us to be both shrewd and innocent and meek.
因为一灵巧就跑到狡猾。
Because when you become shrewd, often you become cunning.
纯良就变成愚笨。
And very often when you're innocent, you became foolish.
纯良跟愚笨都摆在一起，因为这个人很纯，其实有的时候其实说他很笨。
So sometimes today when we say someone is innocent, we really means you're fool.
灵巧呢，过一点呢，哎，其实小心他很狡猾的。
When you're too shrewd, well, you really mean this is a cunning person.
但是在这里呢，主却要我们两个平衡的摆在一起。
But the Lord is saying, well, these two need to be placed together.
我们去传福音的时候
，because when we share the gospel,
我们有一个非常温柔的态度。
We need a meek attitude.
一个纯良的态度。
An innocent attitude.
但是
，however，
也知道我的对象是怎样。
We need to understand who those people I share with are.
怎样的对象应该说怎样的话。
So to different people, there are different words you need to express.
这个就是应该是前两章主说过嘛，不要把珍珠丢在什么猪前，是不是？
And just like in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Do not throw the pearl in front of the swine."
也不要把圣物丢给狗。
Do not throw the sacred food to dogs.
一面来说，当你跟人传福音的时候，你很纯良，你说真是每一个人你都分享这个福音。
So on one hand, we are pure and innocent. We share the gospel to everyone.
但你要知道你的对象是谁。
But we need an insight into who those people are.
所以保罗也说过，对什么的人我们要做什么样的人。
And that's why Paul said, be a person when you're facing other people.
这一节是说到我们跟人传福音的时候。
So it's saying when we share the gospel.
那十七到二十节呢，就说到但是我们会被人拉到官府的面前。
But there are consequences because verse 17, you might be handed over to the local councils.
那这里呢，主耶稣的预言是两个都说，公会是指说犹太人的审判，这一个诸侯君王的面前是讲外邦人的审判。
Now, you could say Jesus here is actually speaking prophecy because he mentioned the synagogue, so these are to the Jews, and then before governors and kings, that's to the Gentiles.
所以主这是讲得很清楚，你不要以为传福音人就欢迎你哦。
Jesus is saying, is prophesying that don't think,because you share the good news of the kingdom, people will listen.
人要把你们拉到公会的面前。
Because people might bring you to the synagogue.
这里还要说鞭打你们。
And be flogged.
但是这里呢，我们留意十九节。
And then verse 19.
好吧，我们一同读十九节跟二十节，我们也中文读一次，英语读一次，好吧。
Let's read these two verses 19 to 20 together, first in Chinese and then in English.
你们被教的时候，不要思虑怎样说话。我说什么话，到能受彼赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。英语一次。
But when
they arrest you,
do not
worry
about
what to
say
or how to say
it.
At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.这一节是个非常宝贝的一节。
Precious verse.
这也是告诉我们。
It's telling us.
当我们去传福音的时候。
That when we go and share the good news.
当我们因福音被逼迫的时候。
And when we are persecuted because we are the ones who bear this good news.
神与我们同在。
At right at that moment, God is with us.
我们不是单独去的。
We are not going alone.
他与我们在一起。
He is with us.
所以主说，当你们被拉到审判官的面前，你不要想怎么说，或者要说什么，因为那个时候，父的灵会赐给你话语。
And that's why Jesus said, when you are arrested, do not worry about what to say, because at that time, the Spirit of the Father will give you the words.
不是你自己说的。
So it will not be you speaking,
父的灵在你们里头说的。
But it's the Spirit of the Father speaking.
这个是何等的保证。
That's a wonderful guarantee, isn't it?
换句话说，这里告诉我们。
In other words, it's telling us.
当我们为主的名去传福音的时候。
When we are sharing the good news in the name of the Lord,
We have a strong backup. 我们有一个很厉害的后台。
We have great support from God.
父的灵。
The Spirit of the Father. So brothers and sisters,
我们不怕，不是因为我们够强，不是。
The fact that we are not afraid is not because we are strong.
因为是主差我们出去。
But rather because we are sent.
父的灵在我们里。
And so the Spirit of the Father is in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们去传福音的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we go share the gospel,
不仅仅是你讲啊。
It's not just you who are talking.
父的灵在你的里面。
The Spirit of the Father is speaking through you.
然后21节。
And then verse 21.
主也给我们一个很清楚的提醒。
The Lord also gave us a very clear reminder.
不要因着你传福音，因着你有好的行为，因着你有好的见证，人会接受你。
Do not think that because of your good deeds, because of your gospel, that people will always accept you.
将来有事情发生，就说弟兄要把弟兄，父亲把儿子，儿女要父母为敌，害死他们。
But there will be situations where brother will betray brother to death and the father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death.
你要为我的名被众人恨恶。
And Jesus said very clearly, you will be hated by everyone because of me.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
然后主给我的应许，以色列的城邑，你们还没有走遍。人子就到了。
And then finally the promise, when you are persecuted in one place, flee to another, and the Son of Man will come even before you have finished going through the towns of Israel.
人子就到了。
The Son of Man shall come.
这个福音已经传了2000多年了。
Now this good news has been shared for more than 2,000 years.
当那个福音传遍地上的时候。
You could say it's almost time where the gospel has reached every corners of this earth.
他的国就倒了。
And by that time, the kingdom.
你要知道，现在圣经翻成的文字是差不多最小最小的民族，他们都有圣经，都可以听见神的话。
Now, you need to realize that nowadays the number of translated versions of the Bible is even translated into very uncommon languages.
主快来了。
So, the Lord is coming soon.
我们在座有很多亲友，你的配偶，你的家人还没有信主。
I know, the brothers and sisters seated here, you will have, relatives, family, friends, and parents who have yet to receive Christ.
啊，在座的从香港来的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters from Hong Kong.
啊，97来之前。
Now, prior to 1997,
自己移民,
you immigrate yourself.
你也帮你爸爸妈妈申请移民,
and then you also arrange for your parents to come.
所有的兄弟姊妹18岁以下也申请移民, 全部移民。
And then all family, friends, you have them immigrate.
因为中国行使主权的时候到了。
Because you do that because you know there is a handover of sovereignty.
现在我们说神行使在地上的主权时候快到了。
But let me tell you, the time for the handover of sovereignty by God is coming.
来就来了，没问题，我不怕的。
Is this your
attitude? 神的国嘛，
Just let it be. If it comes, it comes. It's only the kingdom of God.
你不配哦，你不能进去哦。
Wait a minute, you might not be qualified to go in there.
哎呀，不进去就不进去咯，我不想去。
Oh, it's fine, I don't want to go there.
你不寄居没地方去的哦。
And you won't have a place.
有。
Oh yeah.
我移民去佛系。
I'll go to Mars.
没佛系的哦，佛系不能住人的哦。
You can't live there.
去哪里啊？
Where are you going?
火湖。
Well, Lake of Fire.
火是不灭的。虫是不死的。
The fire is eternal and you'll be tormented forever.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们看见世局有时候转变的时候，我们都会哎呀，这个世界这个会改变呢 啊！我要怎么办？
Very often when we see world issues, things that are happening, that we sense something is going to change.
但是我们没有想到，一个关乎我们永恒的命运的，我们却无动于衷。
But brothers and sisters, we also need the sense that there is another great change that is coming. But very often, we do not have such urgency.
所以为我们的家人祷告。
And that's why we need to pray for our family.
你不要说有一天我在神的国里面。但是我看见我的配偶在火屋里面，可能你的配偶在火屋里面就远远跟你说，嘿，我亲爱的，当年你为什么不勉强我去聚会，以致我到那么痛苦的地方，哎呀，我跟你做了夫妻30年，你都逼我，都不叫我传福音，你做什么？你是不是真的爱我？
So would you want such a situation in the future while you're in the kingdom? You are looking afar into the lake of fire and your loved ones are there being tormented and they will be telling you, why didn't you share this good news to me?
你们的孩子啊，你们通常都为你的孩子进名校大学操心，但你们有没有为你们的孩子得救操心？
Now, there are many people who spend a lot of effort to try to get the children the best education, the best university. Well, have you ever think of bringing them to the best kingdom?
为他们的属灵的前途担心。
To be worried, to be concerned about their spiritual condition.
或者说再说，哎，他们已经来教会了。
And or maybe they have been coming to the church life.
你要问，
and
你没有把你的孩子带到过一个敬虔的生活、爱主的生活里
面。Did you lead them into a godly life, a life that is characterized by love for the Lord?
这世上和其上的情欲都要过去。
Because all these things shall perish on earth.
我们要追求呢永恒的国。
What we need to seek is the kingdom that is eternal.
不能震动的国。
It is a kingdom that is unshakable.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你差我们出去。
You send us out, Lord.
哦，你要我们做你的代表。
As your representatives.
主啊，求你赐给我们这个负担。
May you grant us this burden.
趁着今天还是恩典的时候，
While today it is still the time of grace,
哦，让更多的人要悔改进到你的国里面。
May there be more people who repent and enter into your kingdom.
你的国快要近了。
Your kingdom is near.
让我们看见时间的紧迫性。
May we see the urgency.
不让我们松松懒懒的过生活。
So that we might not live a lax life.
主啊，你来的日子近了。
Lord, the day of your coming is near.
让我们把更多的人带到你的国里面。
May we bring more people into your kingdom.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是教会的祷告。
This is the prayer of the church.
奉你自己可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen. 我们还有5分6分钟的时间，如果弟兄姊妹有负担的，我说有。